The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini on Smile 90.4 FM.
26 minutes before 9. Good evening. So, should you cancel your medical scheme cover in the hopes of reducing monthly expenses? Joining us to answer that particular question and some of the implications of that decision is Tony Singleton, CEO of Turnberry Management Risk Solutions.
The short answer is no. Whilst we've got difficulty with the current COVID-19 pandemic, you've got to bear in mind that normal health conditions still persist as well. So even though you may look at reducing your expenses by cancelling your medical aid, you've got to bear in mind that there are still things that can happen, such as accidents, such as unfortunately cancer, back difficulties where you need spinal surgery and things like that. So whilst I understand the temptation to review your medical cover and that type of thing, and I should add as well that any decision in terms of the insurance space, whether it be with medical aid or gap or life cover or whatever, should always really be done in consultation with your broker or your financial planner, because to just look at one element by itself can be quite complex.
Yeah. Tony.
Possibly, if I could just add on to that. You see, the medical aid is a very meaningful expense, and I can understand the percentage of your take-home pay and money is significant for your medical cover, and I can understand that we tend to look at the big ticket items such as bond repayments, commitments, HP commitments, and medical aid. But at the same time, with your medical aid, you do have a number of options. You do have the medical aid pricing varies quite considerably from the top of the range cover to the basic hospital plan. So within the medical aid, you possibly look at a different tier of a medical aid to cover you. What I'm saying with involving a financial planner is that probably on two aspects. The one is the general health of your family. Do you have known medical conditions that such as hypertension, such as raised cholesterol, that require medication, which you obviously get assistance with from your medical aid, or could in turn, depending on the severity, end up with surgery. So I think it's quite easy to say, okay, let me just cut out some of the big ticket items, but I do think that it needs to form part of your overall planning, because let's say that you're out of work at the moment, or you're on a furlough, or you've taken a 25% or 30% reduction in salary, your capability of matching unforeseen expenses obviously reduces at the same time with that, and my concern is that if you need surgery, you're then going to have an unforeseen expense which is going to hit you at a time when you're really struggling to balance the books with other things. And as I always say to people, you don't want to be making, when you've got a loved one that's sick, it's very difficult to be looking at it as a financial decision when you're obviously wanting the best care and attention for your loved one. So whatever changes you make, you need to be mindful of the potential implications going forward. So that would be a little bit of a scenario that I would suggest. Probably at the same time as well, you need to consider that if you let your medical aid lapse, then let's say you let it lapse for 6 months or 8 months and you go back, then you might be facing a 3 month waiting period before you're accepted back onto the scheme again with your various medical conditions. So the continuity of cover, and as I say, particularly depending on the health situation of your family, is fairly critical. So I think it needs to be not an emotional decision, which I doubt if any of these things are. It needs to be a balanced decision, and quite often to have somebody like a financial advisor to bounce your concerns off would be a very valuable exercise.
Tony Singleton, CEO of Turnberry Management Risk Solutions, joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth. Certainly take your point, Tony, that one certainly mustn't make any rash decisions and also just base those decisions purely on rands and cents, because as you point out, it's more than just rands and cents. You are actually investing in the health not only of yourself but of your family as well. And in reviewing the type of options that are available, there's also the option of a medical insurance. And if you have been on medical aid, the transition, I think, can be almost immediate.
That's right. Yeah. If you look at, we're talking now about with medical insurance at gap cover or medical expense shortfall cover. So if you're if you have a medical aid, I would strongly recommend looking at the gap market, because your medical aid, even at the top of the range, the Rolls-Royce options, will still leave you with shortfalls, particularly within hospital surgery. And I know a number of cases where a person has gone in for surgery, and even with a good medical aid cover, you can be exposed in some cases to in excess of 80,000, 90,000 rand. So even though you're on medical aid, you've been paying your premiums, and you feel that you're on cover, that's why I say you need to be chatting to an advisor. There are scenarios where you could be exposed. I'll give you two examples. The one is a lot of medical aids have introduced things like co-payments now, where if you want to make use of an MRI, a CAT scan, that it would charge you a 3,500 or something upfront fee. And some of those co-payments can go up to 35,000 rand. So it's important to just understand the whole landscape. And quite often, it's fairly daunting for us to sort of get our head around. That's why I say, if you've got a professional, you immediately say, I'm on this medical aid, this option. And then the advisor would say, okay, these are potential gaps. How do you want to deal with it? And these are some various gap insurance options that you could look at. So I would certainly want to look at it in a broad context and as I say, bounce off some ideas and some suggestions, particularly in this time now, because, you know, people are going to be looking at, as we said earlier on, that their expenses and things they can cut down. But if you think about people that are getting a little bit older towards the 55, 60, 65 age bracket, their main decision over these last few years has been my financial planning for my retirement and what do I need and how am I going to balance my books. The last thing you want is a medical operation or event that will trigger you having to draw into your retirement savings. So that's why I'm possibly jumping around a little bit, but I think you've got to treat your health as part of your overall your health as part of your overall financial planning and balance the books on that score. So I would just say tread cautiously in this area and understand what you've got. If you are looking at reducing, understand the health of your family and what you could possibly cut back on. But understand, as you cut back on things, there is going to be an exposure, which in a lot of cases medical gap cover could help you with, but just understand overall there may be an exposure and understanding that you'll need to liquidate some cash to deal with the health condition. And when you, as I say, when you're dealing with the health of a loved one, the last thing any of us are considering is the financial side. We want the best care and outcome for those we love. That's the way we're wired, and I think that's very, very important.
15 minutes before 9, Smile 90.4 FM. We continue our conversation with Tony Singleton next.
Smile 90.4 FM news team will keep you updated.